Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Warriors of Christ. And I just want to thank everyone for joining me tonight. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening to me and you would like to speak to me at any time, you have any questions, any comments, just press 1. I'm here. And if you may be shy, as I say all the time, you can send me a text and I can answer your question or talk about your comment. So I just want to give God all the thanks, all the glory just for this evening. Excuse me, just for this evening, just for allowing me to bring forth the word. And I just pray that all those who are listening, that they will receive, and that I myself will also receive whatever message God will bring forth tonight. Our topic is protecting the seed, and I'm so very grateful about this, just protecting the seed. And I have a verse for tonight, but just like always, you just want to take out your notebook, whatever tools you use to take notes and things like that. And as I always say, it's good to go back and understand the word for yourself. Amen. And just know that I am a vessel of God, that I am not God, and I am a vessel. And oftentimes we as humans, we like the person, and sometimes we can look up to them or look at them as God, but I think it's important for me to stress that everyone who brings forth the word is just vessels of God. Amen. So keep that in mind, that you may like a preacher, a pastor, a teacher, whatever the case may be, but just remember to seek God and know God for yourself. Our verse for tonight is coming from Luke chapter 8, verse 11, and it says, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God." Amen. The seed is the word of God. And as I mentioned, our topic for tonight is protecting the seed. You know, and if you think about, or if you look at like just the human history, you'll find that men have struggled with their identity and just understanding who they are. And we can even relate to that. I know myself, I can relate to that. Man has struggled to identify their greatness within, you know. And as I said before, you being young, old, whatever age it is, you being that age, you have experienced this journey. You have been on that journey to find self. And in that journey of finding self, you'll find yourself just traveling far away from home, people you know, only to find that I can't keep running from these people. I can't keep running far away from home. That I have to figure out what's going on inside of me. It's nothing that's external. It's all internal that I have to find out. Amen. You have to find out what's great, what's that greatness that is inside you. And I must say that God has created us in his image. And I think a lot of times we forget that God has created us in his image, and God is pure, God is true, and God is a man who cannot lie. Amen. From the beginning of time, God has created man for himself. Amen. So God created man for himself, so he wants nothing best but the best for us. So it's important that we always remember that, and I know that In our journey of finding Christ, and some of us are, no matter where you are, but us that have been following Christ for some time, we think that we got it, and we can put this tool of the Bible away. We think that, you know what, we got it, we can go a day without it, or we may not even have to pray today because, you know, we have years worth of build, you know, we have years, we have our faith that we can rely on. But I think it's so important for us to always go back to the beginning, always need God. Understand, we should understand that, because God has a funny way of humbling us and just making us understand that you need me. I'm your creator. You have not created me. So with that being said, go back to the beginning of the Bible and just look at how God created us, what God wanted us. When he has put Adam and Eve in the garden of Eden, and he's given them provision, he's given them everything, and then he just set barriers, amen, what you can do and what you cannot do, you know, and pretty much man could have done everything except from eat from the tree of knowledge, amen. So it's very important that we understand that God has created us, amen, and in us is greatness. With him creating us, he has created greatness and each and every one of us. So you may be listening on the line and you may not feel so great right now. You may have never felt great about yourself, or you may be in a little slump. Every now and then I go up and down with, like, I'm feeling good. Like before we get on the show, Pastor Toy and Brother Rob will always get on with the host and 10 minutes before we air, and just to check in, just to pray. And I was just like, I feel good, because I really do feel good, and I'm grateful for that. And sometimes I know I can, sometimes I feel good, sometimes I feel tired, but I'm just appreciating this time. So no matter where you are, you know, you may not feel so good right now, but I just want you to be reminded that God has created, you are great. God has put in you a seed of greatness. And all you have to do is maintain that seed of greatness. You have that seed. Now you have to do what it takes to develop it, to grow. A seed is potential, potential to grow and to develop into something great. Whatever that seed is, that seed, whatever that seed is, that gift that God has given you, that's that seed. Amen. Whether it's to preach, whether it's to teach, whether it's to have businesses, and then just to show and be an example, show the world, show children, whatever that may be, an engineer, whatever that may be, that greatness is within you. But it's up to you to maintain that greatness. He has planted in us many seeds. It's up to us to maintain that greatness. But I must say that we cannot maintain that greatness. We cannot grow if we do not have faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible for us to grow without faith. Amen. And I was reading an article as I was just studying this topic by this guy named Peter Wade, and I just liked something that he said about faith. And he was just saying that almost everything, pretty much everything, requires faith, whether you believe or not. And I hope that you believe, amen, or if not now, but by the end of this broadcast, amen. Self-esteem, it requires you to have faith. To build up your self-esteem, you have to have faith that you are beautiful, that you can do it, that you will overcome, that you will achieve. To have a relationship with God, it requires faith. To desire requires faith. The things that you desire, like, I desire to be married. Lord, I know I have the faith that you will bring forth the right person for me, and I have faith and I trust that I wait on you. Decisions require faith. To make the right decision, God, you have to have the faith to have the discernment to make those decisions. All that requires faith, and et cetera. Amen. So without faith, it's impossible for us to grow. So if you have a seed within you, now, as I said, God has planted in us greatness. So God has planted a seed in us that is greatness. And there are other seeds, negative seeds, that can take away, push out, and it can deprive our seed. of greatness. Amen. Anything of like, if you have self-esteem, if you're trying to maintain your self-esteem, amen, you want to make sure that you're not engaging in negative self-talk or no one around you is even putting you down. Amen. There are negative seeds that will overpower the seed of greatness. And I want you to know that the seed of God remains in within us. It's permanent. It cannot be taken away. In 1 John 3:9, amen. It assures us that the seed of God remains within us and is permanent. Amen? So it's up to us, as I said before, to maintain it, to protect the seed. We have to protect the seed by any means. The greatness that is within us. And as I said, and I like to refer back to the beginning of time, because it all comes together, and we can, as I said before, we become lost, and then everything is in the body. Nothing is new underneath the sun. You know, everything that we are going through, we can find it, most likely find it in the Bible, or someone in our family has experienced it, and the older person's like, child, I've been there, I've done that. And, you know, and it is not to say that that your experience doesn't matter, but it's to say that you will overcome. Look at me. Look where I'm at. That's what those older people or those wise people in certain experience are saying to us or to others, we may say, if we have experienced it. Amen. So it's good for us to reflect back on the beginning of time. As I said, so God has created in us greatness from the beginning of time. Man has felt, and we all know that it's important for us to protect the seed, amen, because man has felt, amen, and it's important for us to protect that seed because when man felt, God had to bring in his only begotten son, amen. God brought in his only begotten son. So before I go, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Y'all know I can get excited, so I don't want to speak too fast or anything. I don't want to speak too fast about anything. So let me slow it down so we can all process it.
All right. We're going to praise the Lord right now. Sister Dominique will be right back on. And this is the 1,134th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And we are in the episode of Warriors of Christ. Sister Dominique will be right back on. And we appreciate each and every one of you for listening tonight, whether you're listening online or via phone. And Sister Dominique is back on.
Yes, thank you. Sorry. I get excited. Praise the Lord. Yes, I get so excited. Okay, let me calm down. I set my phone down. As I was saying, so if you are just joining me tonight, us tonight, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Purpose Kingdom Network that we're broadcasting from. And our topic for tonight is protecting the seed. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone or would like to speak with me, have any... Okay, so we'll get back into the show. Thank you for being patient. So as I was saying, our verse for tonight is from Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Amen. And we'll leave it from there. We'll go into that chapter in the parable that Jesus spoke to the disciples and the people surrounding, that the seed is the word of God. Amen. And protecting our seed first is understanding and going back to the beginning of times and understanding our worth and understanding that there is greatness in each and every last one of us that God has designed, and that that seed that is within us is permanent. Amen. We have to figure out what that seed is. Even those ideas that you have, those are seeds. Do not let that go by the wayside. Do not go a day without writing that down. Amen. Don't let it go. If it comes to your head, write it down, and not only write it down and hide it, write it down and go back to it and develop it. Amen. And especially, I feel like when God gives ideas to me at night, don't be lazy, because God can wake me up. And I know I'm not the only one that experienced this, and God can place the idea in my head. And I may be too lazy to wake fully up in the middle of the night. You know, that good sleep, and then, you know, you feel that little tug. God wakes you up, and you just like, I don't want to get out of bed. But it's very important that you're obedient to the Spirit, you're obedient to the Word of God, because that idea, that seed will manifest. Amen. I'm telling you, from the beginning of time, God knew He wanted us to. God want us to be great. Amen. That's what He has created us for. And since the beginning of time, the devil, who is our enemy, amen, the devil who we are not on his side, the Bible is very clear that if you are for the Lord, you are for the Lord. You cannot go back and forth. There's no lukewarm. There's no gray. There's either black or white. There's no in between. And God is very clear on that. So since the beginning of time, the devil has been trying to seek, sometimes even succeeding in devouring God's people, amen? But we thank God for redemption, amen? But it's the devil's job, and until we live, we will face these testings, we will face these tribulations, these trials, whatever they may be. We're not exempt from it. So we have to be on guard at all times. You know, you can go back, ask Eve. She'll tell you. You know, the devil is very cunning. He's very cunning, and he has these different tactics. His tactics, and his job is to steal, is to kill, and to destroy. Amen. That's the devil's job, to do that. And I just want to speak on protecting the seed, because it's something about the seed. The seed has potential. Amen. So a lot of times we think about protecting what we have now, what's already been developed, you know, the jobs that we have, the children that we have. It's good to continue to pray for those and protection for those things that are already developed and already in the work. But it's something about protecting that seed, amen? It's something about the enemy wanting to crush and wanting to kill that seed, because they know it has potential to continue to spread the word of God to many other people, to continue to create greatness within you. Like that seed of, if you have low self-esteem, the devil, and you're a child of God, the devil will continue to try and to play on your low self-esteem, amen? Your depression, whatever it is, the devil will, your anxiety will continue to try to play on that, amen? So it's important that we are alert. We know, okay, devil, I understand you have your job to do, but I also have a job as a child of God. I have a job to maintain my field. Amen. It's important, because the devil wants to crush that seed, just as he did with Eve, amen, in the garden, manipulating the words of God, amen. So it's important for us to seek God and to know him for ourselves, and to read the word and read it with understanding, amen. So with that, the seed, the seed is the word of God. Amen. The seed is the word of God. Let the word of God be your seed. Let the word of God be your soil. Let the word of God be your water, and let your faith produce growth that is sent by God the Almighty. Amen. So let the word nourish your seed. Amen. So So we have to continue to be in the Word, and we have to continue to have faith. So protecting the sea is very important. Amen. We don't want anything to destroy the seed, the potential for us to grow and to develop into something great. And if you, in the New Testament, when Jesus, when since the angel Gabriel have come to Virgin Mary and spoke that she will be pregnant with the Holy Spirit and she will name the child Jesus, that's when the devil became. So you have to understand, once you start speaking, don't get discouraged. Once you start speaking these seeds, once God give you the vision and the idea and you start speaking these seeds into existence, don't be alarmed when people are seeking to devour your seed, because there's greatness and there's potential in there. Just as when that was proclaimed to Virgin Mary, you know, the King Herod, he was willing to kill. He did. He killed the male children, the male borns. Amen. During that time, he wanted to kill the seed of Jesus Christ so bad that he was willing, and he has killed innocent babies as well. Amen. That's how powerful. That's how powerful Jesus is, was, and is still to come. Amen? That's how powerful your seed is, was, and still to come. Amen? Think about all the other seeds that have developed. Amen? The greatness that is within you, you have it. You have it, and I'm not saying these things to gas you up or anything. I'm letting you know because this is truth. And that's what we have to understand, that the Word of God is truth. Know who has sent you. Know who has put that greatness inside of you. Amen. 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 So we have to protect by any means. And on that, Joseph and Virgin Mary, they fled their comfort zone. So you will have to get out of your comfort zone. If you're willing, are you willing to protect your seed? If you are willing to protect your seed, you have to get out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone may look like abandoning some people. It may look like sacrificing. It may look like going to a whole new city that you know nothing about and building upon there. Amen? You have to get out of your comfort zone. You can't just sit in there. Can't sit in the same spot if you're trying to grow, because I'm telling you, the seed that God has for you may not work on this ground. Amen? It may not grow here. The sun is not setting over here for your seed to grow. Water, rain is not coming over here. So you have to relocate. Oh, and those who have seeds but decide to keep them to themselves, you will not reap anything. You reap what you sow. So if you sow nothing, you will gain nothing. Amen? So it's important for us to know that the Word of God is the seed. Amen? And that's very important. We want to make that our foundation, as we know that we are greatness, because that we have greatness within us, that we have potential. Amen? And it's important for us that as we are in these things of God, that we don't just keep living off potential. Amen? Because, as I said, you have to have faith. And the Bible tells us to have even just the faith of a mustard seed. And my mom used to always say this, and I understand now. Even the faith of a mustard seed will move a mountain. Amen? But God wants us that faith to increase. If that faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain, imagine what faith, growth faith looks like, water and faith look like, that, like reading the Word every day, praying, trusting, and truly believing from the bottom of your heart. Like, you can move this whole world then. I would think if with a mustard seed you can move a mountain, but with a seed that has grown and that has developed the faith, amen, that has grown, that has developed, that has matured, what can that seed do? That seed will be mighty and powerful. Amen. So I don't want us as Christians, it's important that we grow. We cannot keep living off potential. Oh, I have potential. You cannot, no. You cannot keep saying that you have potential. Potential only, it's cute when you're young. Amen. It's important, parents. And y'all know I'm going to get on my parent piece. I love speaking to parents and children. Parents. Your children are your seed. Your children are your seed. How are you watering them? What are you saying to them to encourage them? How are you influencing them, their everyday life, and what ways to choose? Amen. What friends to hang around? How are you watering them? Amen. And I think it's important that what we say, like words take root. It can be life or death. Like, I can't remember the study. If I can find it, I'll ask Pastor Toy to post it on our Facebook social media. But it was a study done maybe like a year or so ago, and regarding plants. They were in two different rooms. They received the same amount of sunlight, water, and food, whatever the case may be. They received the same amount. The only difference was that in one room, in one of the green rooms, someone would speak life into the plant, speak words like, "You are beautiful, good morning, good night, I love you," things like words, encouraging words to those plants. And then in the other green room, it would be nasty words said to these plants. And it was crazy to see that the plants that had encouraging words spoken to them, that they were growing, they were lively, they were green. But the other room where negative words mm-hmm. were spoken to them, amen, negative words were spoken to them, they died. Amen. They weren't able to mm-hmm. produce. And I think that speaks volumes. That's science right there. Amen. Science that God has created. And I think it's important for us to be mindful of what we say to our children, how we interact with our children, because those words take root, whether good or bad. And we want good rooted words deep down in our children, that even when they get older, they'll remember the words of their mother. They'll remember the words of their father, because mothers and fathers may not be around long. Amen. They may live to be 70 years old, and the parents may be gone, and they'll still take on their lessons. Amen. It's important that you want to be able to trust your child, just like God trusts us with certain situations, because he's like, listen, I know my words are true. I know that if you read these words and they take root in you, you will be able to do what you need to do. You will be able to have discernment. I have the book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, just giving lessons, and I have stories of testimonies in this book. And if you read this book, it will teach you the word. Let the word take root. Let that word be seed within you. Let it grow within you, and you will be able to discern from right or wrong. Amen. So it's important that our children, you know, our children are our seeds. They are our fruit. So if we just look at them and how they are, we know that we either did a good job at parenting or we did a bad job. Amen. And it's not to make any parent feel bad, but it's just an eye-opener. Amen. Even those who don't have children. Listen, I don't have any kids, and I be in this room in my apartment just praying over my stomach because I have the tools. I have the tools to produce children. And if it's the will of God for me to produce children, I'm going to get started now and protecting those seeds that no matter what, like, they will be okay, that every egg, amen, that I'm calling a seed, every egg in me will be able to do its right function. I hold my hand over my stomach and I just pray that my children will go back to God, that they will grow, amen. So you too, if you don't have children, you can pray for your children. Pray for your children that are not here. Pray for your nieces and nephews. Amen. Pray for them that the word of God will be around their environment and their friends group. Amen. So it's important that not only we teach our children, but also that we do. Amen. Show them how to see, show them how to water that plant. Show them how to just read and show them how to pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to take a look at Luke chapter 8, and I just wanted just to read the parable, because our verse of the night is saying, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and Jesus is amazing, and I love the way he speaks and it's the tone of it. Amen. Jesus is so, like, this is it. Like I said, is that no gray? Is that black and is that white? Start from verse 5 in chapter 8. And it says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on the rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered. It withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Amen. So when Jesus is amazing, y'all. I'm sorry. Jesus is amazing. And I love his tone, because before he gives this parable, he's going around and he's going through different cities and villages and bringing forth the word. And his disciples are watching. Amen. So and then other people are around, a great multitude comes around him, and then he gives this parable about the word of God, and then even his disciples ask, like, what is this? And I remember reading this, I was like, yeah, I'm with the disciples, like, what is this? What are you talking about, Jesus? Because I don't understand. And then he simplifies it, and I love when God does that. When Jesus does it, to simplify it so we can get it, amen, because we may not get the first one, amen, but then he goes deeper into the word for our understanding. So God will meet you where you are, amen. He'll meet you even where you are, so that seed will not die, amen. He's going to find a way to reach you, amen. So then God goes on to say, and he said to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. So those who cannot see and those who cannot hear, those are the ones where, you know, we spoke about the veil. Amen. So now, in verse 11 of chapter 8, now the parable of this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes, take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Amen? So those ones, that verse right there, so it's saying that those by the wayside, those ones that fall by the wayside, they are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and take away the word. Amen. So remember when Jesus was tempted in the after he came from his fast, and he was tempted he was drawn away in the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil. Okay. But Jesus knew the word of God, and Jesus been watering and praying, amen, planting in good soil. So the devil couldn't just take him away like that, amen. The devil wasn't able to take the word away from him. So those who just go to church, this is what this kind of reminds me of. Those who go to church and is on fire on Sunday, and then my cousin always say, by the time they leave, they don't even know what the sermon was about. Amen. That's why I always ask, I always request that everyone that's listening take this word for themselves, so you won't be like, what was that sermon about that Sis Dom was saying? I don't even know, but I think she was on fire. She was hollering. She was shouting. She kept saying, amen, praise the Lord. You know, you should be taking in the word. You should be hearing it. Amen. Because if not, the devil, it will be easy for the devil to take it right out. Amen. And you will not be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. And this reminds me of those who is similar to the people, the praise the Lord on Sundays. It's similar also to me for those who, when things are going good, think God is good. As long as my circumstance is good, God is good. You know, those who, but as soon as triumphs and trials come, then they're falling away. Amen. Soon as something happens, you're falling away. You give way into temptation, and now you just fall away. Oh, that's it. God is not good. Amen. You say that out your mouth, when indeed that's not true. Amen. Now the one that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with care, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Amen. This right here is self-explained. It's like those people who are filled with joy. It's like those people who are, God bless them with major finances, overflowing, they're carefree, and they forget that that money is material, that money will rot. Amen. They forget to put their riches, their cares, and the things of God. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Amen. With patience is faith. Amen. It's those of us that hear the word of God and is on good ground. We take root within it. Amen. And it manifests, our faith manifests because of it. We grab on. It's when we are in those trials and in those temptations. It's when we have fallen into sin that we say, you know what? I have God. I know it's not going right. I know I've done wrong, but I know the word of God. I know that his word is a seed. So I know I may not be feeling good, but I'm going to keep speaking life into myself. I'm going to keep speaking life until I feel that joy again. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, I want us to, we are seeds, amen? The word of God is a seed, amen? And it's in us. That great word is in us. That truthful word is in us. And I want us to continue to remember that. I want us to manifest that in our everyday life. Teach it to our children, amen, to protect that seed. We don't want that seed to die. Amen. We don't want potential to die. We have to bring it forth. You don't know what your seed can do for others. Amen. You don't know what your seed can do for others. The seed of Jesus Christ. Amen. It has done so much for us. From the beginning of his birth to the end of his death, to the resurrection, amen. And now that we wait on his coming, amen. There's a lot of us out there right now that are just feeling whatever it is that we are going through. We don't feel happy. We're just not happy. We don't know who we are. We don't know our identity. We cannot, that greatness that I'm speaking about, you cannot relate to it. It's so hard for you saying, I can't relate to this. I don't understand how you feel like this, lady, but I don't relate to that. There's some people that's feeling like that. And I'm telling you, the only way that you will find that greatness, if you repent, if you surrender. Surrender, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, I know in the beginning of time that the enemy has came and manipulated me. Manipulated me to believe that I am not great. So those seeds of negativity have taken root, and I think they are me. But I tell you, those seeds are not you. Those seeds are not you. Genesis 3:19. If you can just turn there really quick before I go into the call of salvation. Genesis 3:15, excuse me. And it says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. It's time for the call of salvation. Amen. If you know this, God is saying he's going to bring his son, his only begotten son. Amen. For what the devil has done to Eve, God will bring his only begotten son into this world to die for us, to bruise and to crush the head of Satan. Amen. That we will have life, that we shall live eternally, that we will not live in this life with low self-esteem, that you will live out the image of God, that you will reap what God has sown for you. Amen? That you will reap the benefit of what God has for you. Amen? So you are not alone. There is greatness within you. And all you have to do is surrender to Jesus Christ. Lord, you are my personal Lord and Savior. And I just have a mustard seed of faith. Amen. It just comes from the heart. However you want to say it, just let God know you don't have a strong faith right now, but it is a mustard seed, and that's enough. It is a mustard seed, and I'm willing for that seed. I'm willing to do what it takes to grow it. I trust in you. I believe in you. I believe that you are my Lord, that you are my personal Savior. I believe that when I repent, that whatever sin I have ever done, even sometimes me just doubting, even sometimes me just trusting, believing, I know that whatever sin, that you will take it away, Lord. So I repent of every sin, and I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. If you say that, if you believe it, then you are saved. Amen. So I would like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements that we may have. Amen. So, amen. God is good. God said that he will bruise, he will crush the head of Satan. Amen. Jesus has died on the cross for us, and blood had to be shed. Blood had to be shed in order for us to receive redemption, in order us to receive everlasting life. Blood had to be shed. So we praise God. Brother Rob, if you are on the line, for announcements. Amen. And to our Purpose Kingdom family, April 4th, we will be celebrating my father's 50th birthday. So I haven't had time to get out all the invitations, but if you can text me if you have not received an invite. I was trying to get everybody, if you're not on Facebook, please just give me a text and I'll send you the invitation just to RSVP. But I think it's a good thing for us to celebrate our loved ones while they are still here, while they still have the opportunity, chance to smell the flowers. My dad is just always just like a okay, I'm fine. I don't need anything. Or he's eagles out from us, from his kids. So he just likes to really chill. But I think it's this night on April 4th, it will be a good night for us to just honor our dad, for my mom to honor her husband, for everyone, family members to come together and just show how much we love our dad, our uncle, husband, whoever he is to you, our friend. So if you can make it out April 4th, please do so. Just contact me for further details. Amen. Amen. So in closing, you know, as we talk about the protecting the seed, amen, our sermon for tonight is protecting the seed. And what does that look like? It's just first building that, going back to the beginning and understanding what God's intention for our life, amen, how God sees us, his image that he sees us in, and he has created us in his image, which is greatness, which is truthful. And he has planted that seed of greatness within us, you know, and by any means, we need to and we should protect that seed. And I want, with everything, we have to continue to pray. Prayer is a way of protecting the seed. It's a way of watering the seed, you know. The seed, as I said, let the word of God be your seed. Let the word of God be your soil, and let the word of God be your water. Amen. And praying waters the plant, the seed, amen, to grow and to develop into whatever God has designed for your life. Reading the word, teaching the word, that's all part of the water, the soil. What environment are you in? What positive talks are you saying every day? What words of affirmation are you telling to yourself? Are you saying to yourself, and are you telling to your children? Amen. Are you creating this positive environment for yourself? Are you creating that in your work life, in your home life? Amen. What about the company you keep? That's a part of your soil. I think that's a big one that we can miss. The company that you are keeping. Amen. What is your environment like? That soil. Can that soil help you grow? Is that soil good for the type of seed that you are? Amen. The company that you're keeping, do they help develop? Are they encouraging you in your positive walk, amen, in your righteous walk with Christ? Are they encouraging your ideas, your dreams, or are they just shutting down every idea and every dream that you have? Amen. Are they challenging you to be better? In your environment, are there other flowers around you? Are there other oranges, whatever it is, as I said, whatever the seed is, are there others around you blooming so you can get an, oh, I like that. So your ideas and your seeds can be flowing and growing in different places. Amen. That's like your neighborhood. What's going on in your neighborhood? Can you grow in your neighborhood? Are you the only flower on the block? Amen. Talk about that soil. Amen. And remind that the seed, that's our children. Those are our ideas. Amen. The seed of righteousness. Amen. We want to make sure that we protect our seed and that we cannot have any room for negative self-talk. We cannot have any room for sin, period, in our life, on our soil, on our grounds. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And if you can turn with me to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. And I just want to talk a little about the word of God. Amen. and how and it as a seed, and what when the word of God, which is a seed, manifests within us. Psalm 1 verses 1 through 3, it tells us what we should be doing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. That's what I mean about being mindful about who we're around. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And I'm not saying that we cannot speak with those people that are who has a religion contrary to us, or some people don't even believe in any God. I'm not saying that, but I would say be mindful of taking counsel from them, basically. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. How can someone who does not know God tell you on things concerning issues that the devil is trying to devour? Say God, you understand what I'm saying? So God is leading us. Amen. God leads us and God directs us. So if someone knows nothing about our God, how can they tell us which way to go? So we have to be mindful, because if we're not mindful of those people, we'll fall into destruction. Amen. That's another way that the devil, who is very cunning, can use. The devil used people, amen, just as well as God used people as his vessels. The devil uses people as well, amen. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And you take pleasure in reading the word of God. It's pleasurable for you. You know, those nights that you want to go to sleep, but you have to keep reading because the word is so good, and you're just finding more and more understanding and more meaning of his word. You take delight in it. And his law, he meditates day and night. And that's the watering process. You're going to sacrifice water in this. Amen? That's your routine. Like, it's second nature to you. This is life, to water, to read in the word, to meditate on it day and night. Mm-hmm. Amen? To meditate on it day and night. Amen. So we do have announcement, and I would like to bring Brother Rob on.
Yes, and real quickly, thank you so much for tonight's episode, and we appreciate tonight's word. And real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Camp Network. And as I said before, I thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. Whether you join us online or via phone, we thank you so much. If you want to contact us via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. And you can simply send a prayer request. We'd gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we gladly appreciate that. Well, God's will and God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight, and we also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can hear any of our upcoming and some of our advertisements for our shows. And please feel free to invite a friend to like us on Facebook. We thank you so much. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the show over back over to Sister Dominique.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Amen. So with that, the seed, chapter 1, of Psalms, the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 3, it reminds us and it tells us what it's like, what happens when we take heed to the word of God, when it takes fruit, when that seed takes root, when that seed is manifested within us. It let us know that we will be like a tree planted by the river of waters, the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. So in that, us, we will be, God is our source, amen? Who is the water, amen? There, we're rivers streaming to that big body of water. And we will bring forth our fruit in its due seasons. We're doing what we have to do diligently. We are faithful, and that's the main thing. We are faithful, and we are doing this thing day and night, and we're not missing a beat. And in that, our fruit will come forward. Whatever that seed is, it will develop. Our leaves will remain green no matter what's going on. If you are planted within your source, the never-ending well, the never-ending water, if you are planted there, there is nothing, there is no circumstance that can stop you. Things will come, weapons will form, but they will not prosper against you. Amen? There will be storms. There will be winds blowing. But it will not come near you. Amen? Your leaves will not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. And whatever the Lord does, it shall prosper. Amen. And know that. Let that take root. It will prosper in the name of Jesus. It shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So I just pray that you are blessed by this word that has come forth tonight, you know, and just be reminded that God has created in you and in myself something great. And I cannot wait for it to manifest. I cannot wait for the world to see what you have. And I just ask the question that now that you know, now that you have the tools, amen, to go back, even if you felt like I missed something, you have the tools to go back. There's ways, there's no more where the word of God is a scroll and you have to go to someone to read the word. You have Bibles everywhere. You even have it on your phone. You can access it on your phone. So in that way, there's no excuse in getting to the word of God. There's no excuse. There's no excuse whatsoever. So now that you have these tools, will you let the seed die or will you plant and let that greatness manifest within you? Just be reminded that no age is too old. No age is too young. Amen. No sin is too much that you can't repent. And no circumstance is hard. Absolutely no circumstance is too hard for God. God will meet you right where you are. All you just have to do is just have faith and have the willpower. Amen. So with God's will and God's blessing, I will see you in the next 2 weeks. So deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.